from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. So when we talk about, and I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yes, you can.
I'm wondering how much I believe it, but to me, the analogy works. And here it is. You ready? We talk about the Warriors, okay? And they went 46-36 last year. And there's a general school of thought that had Draymond Green not gotten suspended, that'd be a 50-win team. Okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fair enough. So I'm looking at this Giants squad, and I'm thinking, all right, they're 2 games over .500.
Yep.
They've got 2 pitchers who are absolutely lights out, Robbie Ray and Blake Snell.
Well, he was last night. Ray was.
Sure. I mean, why wouldn't a Giants fan think we're not far away? If we had these guys all year, if Snell had come into spring training, you know, in better shape, if Robbie Ray had been healthy, which fingers crossed they will be next year, and they will be the San Francisco Giants, throw in the Jung-Hoo Lee injury, I mean, they'd be right there, wouldn't they? They'd be. You telling me if Snell and Ray weren't healthy, that the Giants wouldn't be 4 games better? I think they might be.
If you played the game out on paper,
okay,
I'd agree with you. And I think it's the same thing that we're looking at fast-forwarding to the Warriors season, because there's been a lot of, I think, pretty positive things written about the Warriors and their decisions and personnel. And, you know, fans might not be happy with the fact that they haven't addressed, I don't know, their number two option or all the rest. But as far as the roster, what I've seen is an overwhelming amount of people that I believe are pretty smart when it comes to basketball writing about how the Warriors will be better this year on paper.
Right.
Last offseason for the San Francisco Giants, if we backtrack 6 months, everybody was talking about, myself included, this is a better team on paper than the one that floundered at the end of last season, finished a bit below 500, was coming off an 81-81 season. This is going to be different. And look, it's August 21st, and they're 2 games above .500. They're about a .500 team outside of 2 wins against the worst team in the history of baseball, in my opinion, the Chicago White Sox. So on paper, you got a point, but I think what holds people back and what holds someone like yourself back in regards to the Warriors is that when you watch it You just don't see it.
Yeah.
You don't see it often enough. And when I'm looking at the Giants last night, I'm looking at their two-hole hitter, Lamont Wade Jr., who's played in 88 games and has hit four home runs. I'm looking at Michael Conforto, who's out in left field and he's hitting 238. I'm looking at Mike Yastrzemski, who's played 108 games this year and is giving you good defense, but he's hitting 240. You know, I'm looking at a lot of players that on paper should be better than they are. Then how come they ain't?
Timely hitting. Some bullpen falter. But here's why I'm not.
But you're asking why they don't get the benefit of the doubt that the Warriors do.
Right. And here's what I'm wondering. So the one reason that I don't give the Giants the benefit of the doubt is the same reason I didn't give the Warriors the benefit of the doubt. And it's these numbers. The Warriors were 5-21 against the best teams in basketball, Western Conference. The Giants are 27-36 against teams above 500. And their schedule turns pretty tough coming up here pretty soon. So they're going to have to do something in the next month that they haven't really done at any point this season, and that is they need to win some games consistently against good teams. Can they do that? And can they do that now that Blake Snell and Robbie Ray are pitching extremely well? Is it possible? And I'm talking playoffs. They're what, 3.5 back now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they've been flirting with the third wild card spot. It feels like more than a kid at a middle school dance. Like they've been right there for however long of the season. But you mentioned something about like Jung-Hoo Lee. Like there's been a lot of things that haven't gone right this season for the Giants. And look, at the beginning of the year, I didn't think that Snell would be as good as he was now at the beginning. He's just a guy that warms up all the rest. But I also didn't foresee him getting hurt multiple times and not being even available to pitch. Like, what he's done in the last couple of months should have happened, ideally, a couple of months prior because he would be healthy. Well, he hasn't. Jung-Hoo Lee's been hurt. Well, when he got hurt, they were a 500 team. You know? And also, one of the positive consequences of that is, well, you got to see what you had with Ramos. You got to see, even to some extent, what you had with Matos. You got to see some of these younger players that have emerged, I think, because of the failure of the people or the injury of the people in front of them. I mean, if Blake Snell doesn't get hurt, I don't know if Hayden Birdsong gets called up. You know, they might try and keep Alex Cobb, who is going to perform however he's performing coming off of injury. I mean, to me, I think the thing that I wonder about is, yes, how the Giants are going to finish the season, but how people are going to look at them going into next year. Because a lot of the reasons we're, I think, positive about the Warriors are the same reason you could be positive about the Giants if they keep Snell, if they keep Chapman, if this happens, if that happens. Well, then they got action. Well, with Golden State, if Curry stays healthy, if the Anthony Melton looks like a dude for him, if Pajemski gets better, if Kuminga gets, all if the ifs and buts were candies and nuts, then the Warriors could be really good. To me, you're right that that same logic applies to the Giants. I'm just curious why people don't look at them the same.
And that's kind of what I'm wondering, too. Because even last year with the Warriors, when they were living all season at the number 7, the number 8, the number 9, the number 10, as they were mired in that all year long, I thought there were still a lot of Warrior fans that believed if this team could put it together, they could make a run. And that's the NBA, where we know it's brutal to try to make a run as an 8 seed. So here are the Giants having the same kind of year as the Warriors, and it's baseball, which to me means if you get in, you got a shot, way more of a shot than a team in the NBA that's a 7 or 8 seed. And so I do feel like the Giants have kind of become an afterthought. But at this same time, last year with the Warriors, it felt like people thought they did have action. I think that's a good question to ask. Why there seems to be pessimism around the Giants when the reality is they're not like they're not that bad. They're a couple games over. This is from the 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. The local media does their best to be super critical of the Giants and make it seem like they're underperforming and that the general manager doesn't spend money, etc. They could have informed takes, but it's easier to blame and probably gets better ratings to be negative. Maybe.
I also think it has to do with the star power on the team. You know, and we're going to find out more about the Warriors this year because one of those previous stars is no longer there. You know, when now that Klay Thompson is gone, there's one less familiar face on the roster. And there are not very many familiar faces on the San Francisco Giants. You know, their best players are free agents. Matt Chapman's been their best position player this year. He's never been a Giant before this season. And their best pitcher currently is Blake Snell, who's never been a Giant before this season. So even though they've gotten a couple free agents and a couple of guys that I think have played very well, or at least up to their standard as of late, it's nobody that has been around for as long and has accomplished as much as the Currys and the Draymonds, or even the Steve Kerrs for that matter. You know, I think people are a little hesitant about Bob Melvin, the way that they were hesitant about Gabe Kapler. They're obviously hesitant about the front office. I think we've seen some Warriors fans vocalize that they're kind of questioning Dunleavy a bit, but he hasn't done anything catastrophic yet. The issue with Farhan or the Giants in general is that they haven't really done anything. And even the one year that they did do something that was incredible, I don't know, for whatever reason, people just didn't believe in it. There wasn't enough staying power. And that's what we're finding out with the Giants is that they're largely the sum of their parts, which is about a 500 team. And they haven't played well against great teams.
Right.
They've won a couple series. I mean, heck, I know they just lost to three or four to the Braves, but they also beat them in Atlanta earlier this year. But they've largely beat up on the Chicago White Soxes. They've beat up on the Colorado Rockies. They've beat up on the Miami Marlins. You know, they haven't beaten teams that would give you reason to believe that they could beat someone if they get to October. And that's, I don't know, it's like they don't want to get hurt. You know, they don't want to get their hopes up.
I hear you. Chris A. from the YouTube chat. It's different. The Warriors have Steph, a superstar, and Dre and Klay were seasoned vets. The Giants have who? And the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. You can't compare the Giants to the Dubs. The Dubs still have a great player on their team. The Giants have nobody. All right. And I don't want to get into Steph. Of course, he's a great player, one of the greatest of all time. But my point is, like, he is 36. He's still a hell of a player. There's no doubt about it. But are you really telling me the difference is Steph Curry? Like, that is the difference. They have a top 10 or 15 player on their team still, capable of carrying them on certain nights, and the Giants don't have anybody like Steph Curry. I mean, is that what it boils down to? Because I think if that's the only reason, there's got to be more than just that.
Well, but let's rewind the clocks 3 years ago. A big reason why I did believe the Giants were a legitimately great team in 2021 was because of Buster Posey, who is still an incredible hitter. Brandon Crawford, who recently was released by the Cardinals, his career might be over, but remember that season he killed it. And Brandon Belt, who also, in the amount of games that he played, was a damn good hitter. So there were pieces from their championship core that were productive players that you could believe in. That's why I felt like that team was legitimate and not a farce. Those players aren't here anymore. And even though there are players that can, Chapman's got 20 home runs and 30 doubles this year. That's a pretty damn good season for anybody. But he's not Posey. You know, he's not Curry. He's not even Crawford or Belt to a lot of people. So I do think that the name and the star power matters.
Well, when you look at the Giants, I mean,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it really that bleak if you look into the future? So, if you go around their lineup, okay, Patrick Bailey. I mean, I don't know how good Patrick Bailey is going to be. I just know that right now he looks like a starting catcher. He's young. Obviously, he slumped in the last 40 to 50 at-bats. But you have a catcher, Patrick Bailey, correct?
Yes.
I mean, you're going to move forward with Patrick Bailey. You're going to move forward with Ramos. Okay, so those are two young players you have. Then you got Chapman, who's shown this year that he's exactly who he thought he was. And that is somebody who's great in the field and a professional hitter. They've got a pitching staff that could be one of the best in baseball if everybody's healthy. Now you got Tyler Fitzgerald. Is he the real deal? Well, I don't know if he's the real deal, but he's probably earned the right to be their starting shortstop for the foreseeable future into next year. I guess what I'm saying is, and Jung-Hoo Lee will be back next year, you would think, in center field, which would move Ramos to left field. That's not that bad. I mean, I'll just put it this way. That's not that bad, is it?
No,
like,
but
those 10, 12 guys who are your core, I get it. It's not murderer's row, but it's not terrible.
No, but what's the standard? Is the standard to be not terrible?
Well, I think the standard is to start improving. And can you improve with your young guys and these veterans that are producing, at least?
No, look, I agree that, you know, the next season probably looks a bit brighter than the last few. Because, and to me, it's because of the younger players. It's because you've finally been able to see a few of them actually do something at the big league level. But at the same time, if your expectation is just to, well, we'll give it a go. You know, let's look at the Golden State Warriors.
All right.
I'm looking at their roster, and I'm kind of with you. Like, they're not that bad. People don't want to hear you say, well, the Golden State Warriors ain't that bad. This is a team that's expected to compete for titles. It's a team that still has, yes, a 36-year-old, Steph Curry, but a player who just stole the Olympic stage in front of an international worldwide audience. People don't want to hear you say with that guy on the team, well, yeah, they're not that bad. You know, they might be a little bit better than last year. You know, people want to look at a team and say, that's what I'm going to see tonight. And I don't think there's enough of a standard right now for the Giants. Like, when I watch other teams around baseball, I kind of know what I'm going to get. You know, that's it's why I asked you earlier, like, do you think that the Giants roster is better than, like, I don't know, the Seattle Mariners?
Right.
Well, then the Giants have a better record than the Seattle Mariners. But my friends who root for the Mariners have far more faith in their team than it seems like the Giants fans do in theirs.
It feels to me, and we got Shasky here who's a monster Giants fan. We got Lubman here who's a monster Giants fan. We got Willard here who's a monster Giants fan. And I'm gauging off their feelings. And it just feels like all three of those guys just aren't excited about this team. And, you know, Guru's Guru. And, you know, he'll pretend to like the Giants. And I'm sure he likes them a little bit. But, you know, he seems to be more excited about the Giants than those guys. And you would think that if those guys believed in this team, they would be excited. It just doesn't feel like the Giants fans are invested in this team. And I'm wondering about the last 6 weeks of the year and what would need to happen. I mean, would they need to make a run and make the postseason? Here's what it almost feels like. It almost feels like some Giants fans are so feeling so lackluster about the team that they don't want them to succeed right now because it will ensure another year or two of Farhan and maybe another year or two of the status quo. But why?
But I don't think it's that they don't want the Giants to succeed. It's that they don't want to get their hopes up just to have them crushed again. Like, we've seen the Giants multiple times this year go on runs. They've won 7 of 9. You know, they've won at points, I think, 9 of 11. You know, they've played good 2 week stretches of baseball. They haven't played a good month of baseball.
Right.
Or an elite month of baseball to make you believe that this team could actually challenge for one of the three wild card spots. And to take it back to the beginning of this conversation, you're right. It is because players have been hurt. And it is because, you know, Snell hasn't been available. And right now, they might be playing their best baseball, but their best baseball isn't good enough. And I think a lot of people also believe that when they run into a good team again, they're going to get exposed. The same way a week ago, they were heading into the Braves series, and there was a 4-game opportunity to make up a lot of ground. And then they lost a 1-0 game. And then they lost in 10 innings the next night after. And then they got embarrassed in a game that was probably a must-win for them in regards to the tiebreaker. You know, I just don't think a lot of Giants fans want to go through that 3 and 4 times in a season. And so it's not that they don't want them to succeed. Like, if the Giants rattle off 9 in a row right now,
yeah,
I do think people would be happy. But I would challenge anybody to call in and tell me that they believe the Giants are going to win 9 in a row.
They're probably not. They're probably not.
They won't.
I mean, Travis on the YouTube chat, fire Farhan and we'll get excited again.
But that's what I think Giants fans have been relegated to. Just do something different.
Can't we wait till the end of the year?
Because the worst place...
Seriously.
Well, actually, there is a worse place to be than 500.
Yeah, the White Sox.
Yes.
Thank you. This isn't the NBA where they're going to get Wemby.
No, in fact, they might get the 6th overall pick because of the lottery system.
Oh, exactly. So, people are laughing at me on the text line saying, hey, the Giants, they're not that bad. Well, and they're saying, that's great. They're not that bad. I think they're achieving about what we thought they were going to achieve, given the circumstance that we knew Snell would get off to a slow start and Ray wasn't going to meet him or pitch till the middle of the year. I mean, I know. Listen, I'm the guy who comes on this station with Guru and says relax when he says they're 4 games out. And
3.5.
3.5. And do I think they're going to make the postseason? No, I do not think they're going to make the postseason. But they still have a chance. They're still over 500. And what we know about baseball from as recently as last year is You can make stuff happen in baseball if you get there. And I don't know, if I were a Giants fan, I wouldn't be as, I don't know, I think I'd still have more hope than some people do. That's all.
Yeah, look, I watch the Giants every night. And it's because I love watching baseball. There's always something that you can learn about the game. There's something you see that can be special. I love watching Matt Chapman play defense. You know, I love watching Tyler Fitzgerald grow as a hitter. I love watching seeing, you know, the professional at-bats that Ramos is putting together. When I was at the Coliseum this weekend, I could not believe how far Elliot Ramos hit that baseball. Like, seriously, it threw me back 10 years to watching Yoenis Cespedes put a ball up in the suites in center field. That's why I watch the game, but that's not good enough for a lot of fans. You know, they also want to see their team win consistently. They want to see their team be good, and they want to see their team challenge for something. So, and I guess I would ask why people are watching the remainder of this season. Is it because they want the Giants to make the playoffs, or because they want to see the emergence of young players? Or are they not watching at all?
Or do they want to watch them not succeed so it forces the team into action? 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of this has to do with, why do we need to make such a snap judgment on a player or on a team? I want to play some sound on the other side of two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it and who they think is among the great quarterbacks in today's game. And it sparked a discussion between Evan and I that I want to kind of start with next segment. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto line, apply today or just ask for First NorCal Finance at the dealer. Blake Snell, he stinks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.